and welcome to yet another edition of the Rip Man and Her with myself, Paul Ripley, and over in Burnley, my good friend.
Me. The Her.
The Her. The Her.
I'm going to do it every week because I still think it's funny and I know it winds you up. Me, Helen Robinson.
Yeah. For those who don't know, there was a show back in the UK, back in the, I don't know, 80s, 90s, I'm not sure, I think it was 80s, and it's called Hitman and Her, hence.
It was filmed in Burnley sometimes.
Was it?
Yeah, Cat's Whiskers, which was a seedy nightclub.
Oh, right, well, it fits us quite well. It's a very special show this week. It's about female singers, and I'm really looking forward to it. Are you, Helen?
I've got some bangers.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, I know we don't always agree.
We don't.
We get a bit competitive and you accuse me of playing rubbish, although you pulled a blinder last week. For people just tuning in, if you've never listened to the show before, Paul and I pick some tunes. We hope you like them. Sometimes we don't like each other's picks.
True. But sometimes...
it'll be boring if we like the same thing.
Yeah, sometimes I'm blown away by some of your picks as well. I have to hold my hand up and say that.
Oh, God.
Blown away. So I'm going to start this week with mine. It's a lady born in 1939, same age as my mother. Unfortunately, she died.
What you were going to say? She was the same age as you.
No need for that, is there? No need. Unfortunately, she died in 1999. And it's the unbelievable. And I chose this song as well because it's not the obvious one. It's from the, is it the Memphis Sessions. This is Dusty Springfield.
Like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circle that you find in the windows of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song, half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of his hair. Like a circle in a smile, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel, as the images unwind.
one and only Dusty Springfield with Melt of Your Mind. I love the song.
I love Dusty Springfield.
You do? Oh, right.
I used to sing Dusty Springfield songs on karaoke.
Did you? Just, I didn't know you could sing.
I'm not sure that I can, but I'm not doing it on radio.
No, I for sure cannot sing. I can sing. There's actually a YouTube video of me when I'm going out with a mate when we used to do covers, and we're singing a Beatles song, and you can hear the out of tune singing by myself. It's
brilliant.
It's quite good. It's quite good.
Anyway, I almost feel compelled to do it now, but I won't.
No, well, anyway, it's up to you. Your song.
Yes. Well, I've gone all cheese for this one.
Okay.
Because this is one of those songs that when it comes on, I turn it up and I sing along. And it's a bit of a road trip special. And it's actually from a film. I'm not sure whether people will know which film, so I'm not going to say. They might. And you might. Actually, there you go. There's question of the week. What okay. film is this from? But she actually passed away a couple of years ago as well, this singer. She's called Marietta. I think this is probably a one-hit wonder, but this is Destination Unknown. that's Marietta with Destination Unknown. And that guitar. It's a real hairbrush in the mirror song as well as a driving song. And pounce about around your kitchen when you're bored.
I didn't know. I'll tell you the truth here. I thought, God, that sounds so 80s. What film could it be from? And I thought, I'll just, you know, guess it's a Top Gun. So I Googled it. I Googled it, and it was Top Gun. But I didn't know that. You know, it's just a wild guess. You know, so
still one 80s. Of the best film soundtracks ever.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not a big... You know, saying that, though, I never liked the film. Obviously, I've seen it, you know, with the kids and all the rest of it. But nah, not for me. Not for me.
It's my era.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't mean to say it's any good. I'm talking about films here. You know, it's so cheesy, wasn't it? So cheesy, the film.
No, not talking about the
song. Not talking about the song. We're just talking about the film. Yeah, it's just there. All right, it's my turn. Very good choice, that, though, by the way.
I'm glad you liked it.
Well, I didn't like it, but still a good choice.
Okay.
I thought it's cheesy and fun. You know, I can see you dancing around your kitchen in Burnley.
I was actually, right then.
Right. Now, my song is a serious one, sort of brings it on a different world. A few years ago, well, over the last couple of years, I've had some tragedy in my family. And I was going off my head. I was going off my head. And this song came out by a band who I really, really like and have done for many years. And the lyrics hit me so hard that it was me. I thought it was a song written by myself. You know, it's like... anyway, the band is a band called Shell from Arkansas, I think. I'm not 100% sure on that one. And Shell is spelled S-H-E-L. And the track's called Is the Doctor In Today?
Hello, is the doctor in today? Would you tell him that I can't recall my name? Been swinging from the stars so long, not sure where my mind is gone. Safe to say we're never really whole. Tell me, is the fortune teller late upon a lonely life to hear my fate? I've been reaching out into the dark, beating on my quiet heart. Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Well, I think I hear a voice calling out in all the noise. Is anybody there? Hello, is the weatherman awake? Would you tell him that I'm leaving home today? I've been waiting for the sun to shine, illuminate these crooked lines. Safe to say we'll always find a road. Tell me, is the child still alive? The one who used to look out. Faded words, gentle voice I haven't heard. Tell me, is anybody there? Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Well, I think I hear a voice calling out in all the noise. Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Maybe you hear me late at night. I've been searching all my life. Is there anybody there?
four sisters that make up the band Shell, S-H-E-L. Like I say, quite means a lot to me, that song. I was nearly in tears then. What a song. Check out the band as well. They had a few great albums out. Yeah, that's my song.
I've had a role reversal this week.
How do you mean?
You were accusing me of playing music that were driving me to tears last week.
Yeah, but for different reasons, though. I'm allowed one out of 50.
I know. And do you know what?
Yeah.
The music brings you comfort, even if it makes you sad. You know, when you've found something that's connected with you, it makes you feel less alone, even if it's only for 2 or 3 minutes while you're listening to it.
Absolutely. And that's why we love it, I suppose. I mean, one of the many
reasons. So important.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, Shell, did you like that song, by the way?
I did, actually, yeah.
Oh, I was saying, I thought it meant not your cup of tea. Bit of mandolin.
Oh, no, I love stuff like that, like the Pierces and what were the Scandinavian band that did Silver Lining. Oh, I feel like I could put another dozen shows together of female artists.
I think
they're quite overlooked. Not in a way that the mainstream overlooks them, but it's always been male-dominated, or you get the real far-out obnoxious acts that people get tired of, like Madonna and Britney Spears, and then the little bands that are actually really talented.
Yeah.
Like Shell and Haim and even Annie Lennox, you know, she doesn't have the profile. God, I'm thinking of loads of female artists now. Aretha Franklin, I've missed that off my list today.
She's not been replaced, that's for sure.
No, we should celebrate them. As much as I absolutely love rock bands and male artists. Yeah, there's a lot of women that are an inspiration.
And big hair.
Yeah, big hair. Yeah. unlike this next artist who didn't have big hair.
Yeah.
Sinead O'Connor is my next pick. God, this song's another from my teenage years. I used to absolutely drive my parents up the wall playing this at full blast. This is Sinead O'Connor, Mandinka.
Thank you.
That was Sinead O'Connor with Mandinka. You're listening to The Ripman and Her with me, Helen, and...
And me, Paul. And you pulled yourself back there from the terrible start you made on this show to an incredible artist with an amazing song, an amazing voice, and she's missed, simple as that.
Was it great just the choice. Thought of me in a cardigan and jeans and Doc Martens?
I first got introduced to that song by my brother Nick. He had the album, he played that. I can't remember what the album called. This is off the first album, isn't it?
Yeah, I've no idea.
My brother played it, and I was just, oh, good God, amazing, absolutely amazing artist.
Yeah. Talking of amazing artists, just to completely interject and go off at a tangent, I went to Royal College of Music last night.
Oh, yeah.
To see the Para Orchestra. And I just want to shout out to the female vocalist, soprano, called Victoria Oruware. My word, she was absolutely mesmerising.
We're going to have to do some more female-based shows only, you know.
She's blind.
Yeah.
Which, we had a conversation about this in the car on the way home. Why would we make such a big deal about it? But obviously that's the point of the Para Orchestra. But wow, absolutely phenomenal voice.
Can I just add that to the Paralympic Games was opened by a blind opera singer, which is my friend's mum. They live in Stoke. Yeah, so I can't remember her name, but you know him. Anyway, it's amazing. I think, you know, and she, like I say, amazing voice. I'd love to hear this girl now you're talking about. Another show, put her in it, get some tracks.
Yes.
Right,
back on then.
My turn.
Up next.
I'm going to keep up the quality because that's a belter. This girl I met and talked to for 10 minutes. And I was working.
Get in.
I was working in A1 Music in Manchester, and I was demonstrating badly a guitar to someone, and it was a Paul Smith guitar. Is it Paul Smith? I'm sure that's a make.
Yeah, PRS. Paul Reed Smith.
No. It was before Reed came into it. Back in the early days. They were handmade guitars just at the time, and Paul Smith or something. Anyway, I could see her in the corner of my eye. She was stood there, and she says, "What a great sound, American! What a great sound that is!" I said, "Yeah, I think it's the pickups." He goes, "What are they?" He said, "The DiMarzio pickups, and they're quite new at the time." She said, "Do you sell them?" So I said, "Yeah, I think we've got some secondhand ones." I looked up. It's Patti Smith.
Oh, wow.
Patti Smith was the name of music. So I was talking about, and I realised who he was. But I didn't at first. I just thought some idiot, going on. That's just me being...
I thought you were going to say Joan Jett. I'd have been even more blown away.
No, it was Patti Smith. So anyway, we chatted about, you know, the tour and all that type of stuff. I took her upstairs, and the boss of the shop, Alan Graham, no, upstairs, because we used to be in the basement, the store. And upstairs was where the counter was, and Alan Graham called, who ran the place, and Graham then sold her these DiMarzio pickups, which we did have secondhand, and ripped her off royally. He sold them, massively, because he realised who it was. Oh, I'll get some money off these lot. Oh, it broke my heart really. And I waved goodbye, and that was it. But this song to me is Patti Smith.
And understand, desirous hunger is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Tonight.
77 this year. Born in 46. Yes. Where does that go? Where does the time go?
I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. Springsteen's of a similar age, isn't he now?
Yeah.
But thinking about him, I actually cried when I heard him do that last time I saw him live. Because the night belongs to lovers.
Silly does. Oh, great. Or Bats.
It's a great song.
It belongs to Bats as well, I think.
And vampires.
And vampires, yeah, yeah. And cats. Cats quite like the night. Well, my cat meow. Does. Yeah, and he's not. He's actually sat by the side of me. And in fact, he's wandered off somewhere. Oh, Lord, would he? He's,
mine's banished whilst we're recording.
Oh, that's a good cat. Well trained. Right, your next song. We are halfway through the show already.
This is an Australian band.
Oh, yeah.
Not all female, but female vocalist. Hayley Mary, I think she's called. That surely can't be a real name. maybe it is.
Maybe, who knows?
But this is a band called The Jezebels, and this song is called The Brink.
We'll be right back.
That was the Jezebels with The Brink. There's some great music comes out of Australia, you know.
Yeah, I agree. And we don't hear enough of it either.
There's another special then.
Yeah, about and was that year there, 2013 that came out.
What was that? Sorry.
2013 that was released.
The Jezebels. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's in front of me now. Yeah, incredible. Good. Yeah, like I say, not enough is heard about Australian music. He's so far away. That's the problem.
Is it?
Yeah, of course it is. It's way too far away. Have you been there ever?
Well, it is if you want to go and watch a band play in Australia, I suppose. Mm. But no, I haven't been. No, I had great dreams of it as a teenager. But just never had a reason to go. No. I don't know whether you need a reason to go, but...
Holiday.
Yeah. Like you say, it's a bit of a trek, isn't it?
It is. Hell of a trek. Right, it's my turn. Now I want to play a bit of country.
Oh.
I got into this person. I heard of her, but I never really listened to her. But because a singer from Led Zeppelin, I played like the album... And then I loved her voice. Loved her voice. Didn't realise how good she was. And I went back and I've got all the albums now by her. And it's Alison Krauss. And this track called The Lucky One.
Everything's gonna be alright, 'cause you're the lucky one. You're the lucky one, always having fun. A jack of all trades, a master of none. You look at the world with a smiling eye and laugh. The devil as his dream goes by, give you a song in a one night stand. You'll be looking at a happy man, 'cause you're the lucky one.
Station released a single from their fourth album, new favourite, The Lucky One. And it's a voice, just like, I just can't get enough of her voice anymore. And now, I mean, I should say. Just tremendous.
The two albums that she's done with Robert Plant are phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. I absolutely agree. And like I say, that's the only reason why I got into it. And it's amazing to you. You miss music because for different reasons.
So much of it.
Yeah. And there's so much great stuff out there. I mean, I missed loads. I'm trying to backtrack at the moment by buying CDs and buying things which I heard of but didn't really listen to. So I'll check it out on Spotify or YouTube or whatever and go hunting down CDs now, which I did with her. Yeah, tremendous. Mm.
Well, I'm kind of keeping it contrary for my next number.
That's a good link then.
But it made me laugh as well in the Dusty Springfield song that you played.
Yeah.
There's a line in there that says, like a snowball down a mountain.
Yeah.
And given that we don't know each other's tracks until we start and record the show,
that's right, yeah.
It tickled me a little bit because this next pick of mine is by an artist called Sean Colvin and the track is called Shotgun Down the Avalanche.
There's a link. There's definitely a link. Are we going to play it now?
Sure, do it.
Riding shotgun down the avalanche. Tumbling and falling down the avalanche.
That was Shotgun Down the Avalanche by Sean Colvin. No, it sounds really fresh to say that that's from her debut album in 1989, I think.
Really? 89?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think she's great. And funnily enough, thinking about it, I think there's a live version of that, which she did with Alison Krauss.
Right.
I'll have to dig it up for you.
You will. You will. Again,
that, that's one of my favourite songs. I love it.
Yeah, lovely, lovely voice on it as well. Now, it turns out our next two tracks, our final two tracks of the evening, how weird is this? They're both, I guess, artists on with another artist as well, male. How weird is that? What is,
well, you know, this, the one that I've picked, I know you're going next, but the one that I've picked just has one of the most phenomenal guitar solos ever. I've overused that word tonight, phenomenal. It's got to put it on a band list. If I say phenomenal in the next show, I've got to put a pound in the swear box.
Okay.
I need a thesaurus.
Do you know what? I bought a book.
But it is.
1,000 words you should know.
Most phenomenal one of them.
I don't know. I'll have to check it out. Because I couldn't remember. So I went through it. And it's one of the books you just flick through now and then. And it gives the meaning of the word. And there's certain words I just wish was in my vocabulary. And I sound far more intelligent than I would do now by just using two of them, maybe. But it's just... You know,
I think social media's done me down. I look at the posts that I made 14, 15 years ago when Facebook was first a thing.
Yeah.
And they're quite quirky and arty and vague, and I talk in riddles. So when they come up on Facebook memories, I have not got a clue what I was talking about, but I also don't recognise that person. And I don't speak in text speak or single syllable words all the time, but I am nowhere near as intelligent as I used to be.
I think you could have something there about dumbing you down. I think perhaps it's these planes flying above and letting out gases and the whole world.
Oh, God, you're turning into Richie Allen.
I'm meeting him next Saturday night, actually. Yeah,
I'll tell you what's really sad. Breaking news. Howard Hughes has died. That did the Unexplained show on Talk Radio and podcast.
Oh, right. I thought you meant Howard Hughes.
Yeah, gutted.
I thought you meant another one.
Oh, what, the one that
ago.
Died in 1976?
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, he's already dead, Paul.
I didn't know another Howard Hughes. So.
Well, for anybody that, you know, was a fan, I feel your pain right now.
Okay.
No more UFO podcasts and stuff. I'm not offering.
Right, my next song is, I had to play this artist. I'm a huge fan, always have been, always will be. It's Stevie Nicks. But again, it's with someone, and someone who we both love is a guy called Tom Petty.
Oh,
released in 1981. Sort of dragging my heart around from this.
Fantastic album, that as well.
Yes, a solo album, Belladonna, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Stevie Nicks. I had to play it. It's good.
Well done.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly approve.
Oh, I'm pleased. I'm pleased. I'm absolutely pleased. So we're coming to the last song of the show. So it's got to be a cracker. It's got to be a cracker. The pressure's on you.
Oh, great. Well, it's going to go either way. And the best thing about it is that as we play this as the last song, I won't be able to hear your opinion at the end of it, and neither will anybody else.
That's a good show.
Perfect.
No. I will ring you after the show.
Well, you can ring me, but the world will be unaware.
There's always next week. Always next week. So tell us about the song. Tell us about it, first of all.
Okay, well, I hadn't heard this song before until about 10 years ago, and I was staying at a friend's house. And we'd had, you know, a walk and a pub meal, and then we'd had too much to drink, and she's like, huge TV screen in the living room. And we just started putting music videos on whatever channel still did music videos at the time. And she said, oh, I've got to put this on. I'm like, what is this? Oh, come on, no, female guitarist. She's like, no, listen to this. It's Lita Ford featuring Ozzy Osbourne. So I'm like, ooh, Ozzy Osbourne. Yes, go on then. And there's a bit of controversy wrapped around the management of Lita Ford, and Ozzy and Sharon got involved, and the usual Osbourne
stuff,
melodramas.
Well, let's play it.
But this, to me, is one of the best things that Ozzy's worked on, and Lita Ford, in my opinion, all hail if you're listening, Lita, you're just a phenomenal guitarist. There we go. That's the last time I'm going to use that word.